And we're live. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. That's beautiful.
Welcome back to Blah Blah Blah. I'm Cicely.
I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Zulema.
And we are
Blah
Blah
Blah.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Actually, when we were trying to figure out what to call this podcast, that's how I thought of blah blah blah. So I was like, oh my god, we're always just talking. We're always like blah blah blah. And then I'm like, blah blah blah.
Oh,
there's
gosh,
three
the
girls.
Way that your mind works.
Three blahs.
You're such a genius.
And I came to the creative table and I put that down. I slapped it down. I said blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
So we're gonna do that. We're gonna blah today for you guys.
It's not very hard for us.
No, it's really not. Do we wanna start off with just how was everyone's week?
Oh my god. I literally
I don't know how I forgot to tell you. Okay, basically, I forgot to tell you guys the story. It's like the biggest story literally ever.
Okay, well, perfect.
But I got distracted because we did a little like talk before this because I haven't seen the girlies in a while. And
a while, like a few days.
Like 3 days. It's been so long. I literally was walking here. I was like, I haven't seen them in so long. I was distracted because over the weekend I went to a bar and this girl got caught, like stuck in the bathroom. She fell asleep in the bathroom and the cops came, whatever. So I was distracted by that story, but I didn't tell this story. Okay. You guys are be like, how the F did you not think about this? Okay. I was driving to Long Island over the weekend with my BF, Greg. And we were going for like a birthday dinner, whatever. We're driving. So fucking nuts. We're driving on whatever the highway is to go to Long Island. And it's like kind of a distracting ride. We went to IKEA before. I was just like overwhelmed. But every time you go to IKEA, love it. Looked for your chocolates too. Couldn't find them.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. They didn't have them.
Oh my god.
And I was looking all over. Didn't have them. Whatever. IKEA was a stressful environment. Putting everything into the car. And then we're driving. Greg, like a rock hits his windshield. His windshield has like a little crack in it now, which is not great. Whatever. Just a chaotic drive. We're driving. It's like kind of nighttime at this point. Night-ish time. It's like 5-ish p.m. So it's getting dark. We're driving behind an ambulance. Greg, love him to death, is kind of a crazy driver. He is like on this ambulance's tail.
Oh,
Zoo can
no.
Vouch for that, yeah. Attest for that, because she drove home from Maine with him. He's like on his tail, and Greg has like a stick shift, so it's like in order to like get into another gear, you kind of have to like rev forward. I don't know. So it's like every time he's tailgating somebody, I get so stressed because it's not like you're tailgating in a regular car. Like you're tailgating mm-hmm. in a car that's just like has more power, whatever. We're driving behind this ambulance. The ambulance doors, like the back door, the lights are on, but the sound isn't going. Have you guys seen that before? Like, mm-hmm. I thought they did it in New York City because, like, they didn't want to, like, wake people up or whatever. Mm-hmm. So lights were on in the ambulance, no noise. So it was kind of weird. So I was like, Greg, stop tailgating. Like, get back. Like, you can't tailgate. Their lights are on. They're going somewhere. But they weren't driving fast at all. So I was like, maybe it's not an emergency. I don't really know what's going on. The back doors are like one of them is like.
Did they open?
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay.
One of them is like not closed all the way. Like literally not closed. It's like, and I'm like, Greg, look at that. Look at that. I'm like, get away. Like I just, it yeah. was like such a fucking scary drive. The car door opens. The back car door of
the
this ambulance. And a box rolls out. A box
Does
rolls
it
out
hit
and
the
it
car?
Goes, no, because Greg's like tailgating him, but like it goes to the side.
Uh-huh.
Like he's not at this point after I was like, the doors are rattling.
Yeah.
Stop tailgating. Anyway, so
okay,
we're driving
this
behind. This ambulance, a box falls out of the ambulance and there's like tape around it. Like it's like a, it says like, it's like not like caution tape, but almost like caution tape or something.
Oh my
something.
God.
Was
you
it
know
a
what
dead
would have
body?
Been crazy if
what?
A body rolled
no,
out?
No, no, no. But that's what I was
car.
Afraid of. I was like, I don't want to be behind this car because the door is not fully closed. The lights are on.
Oh, they
but
definitely
the noise
like strap in the gurney.
Isn't
what
happening.
Am I thinking? It's not just
yeah.
like
they strap
in
the
there.
Gurney, but I also just watched Cocaine Bear and there's a scene in Cocaine Bear where somebody falls out of the back of an ambulance.
Oh.
So I was just like on edge already. Anyway, the box rolls off and I'm like, then the ambulance exits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, pull over, Greg. We need to like get this box. Like this is
what if
their
they
box.
It?
I was like,
yeah.
what if they need it? Like, do I need to call 911? Like, what is this? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So he pulls over. I'm literally on the side of the highway, kind of like in the bushes a little bit with this box. There's a little like, because I guess when it fell out, there was like a hole, like that it wasn't fully taped down. Get my flashlight light on.
What's in it?
I look into
what
it.
What is in it?
It's a toe.
Stop! You're lying, Cicely!
It's a fucking
from a foot?
Toe.
Are you lying right now?
No. It is a toe.
I was joking. Like, it's a body.
Oh!
You're lying right
no.
now.
It was a
like
fucking,
in ice? It was like in almost like a, you know how you'd get like a betta fish
yeah.
from Petco? Like almost in that.
You're...
And there were cold packs in it. But it was like taped up. Like it was like human, not human waste, but like human stuff. Oh my god.
Wait, so yeah, they definitely need that because like what if your toe fell off and then you need to get it sewn back
on? Well, that's probably why they had it.
That's probably why they had it. There was probably somebody in there without a toe.
Cicely, oh my god, what did you do?
I called a tow truck.
A tow truck for the toe.
Did you guys like that story?
That was good. Yes. That was a good one.
Rob. Whoa. Sorry to come at that so fast. Rob told me that story. We're sitting around the fire, my boyfriend's friend.
Wait.
Oh, it's a joke?
You're lying? Yes. Wait, oh. It's a joke?
Yes.
I called a tow truck. I thought you were just like, you guys didn't get it? I was like, that's so funny that you called a tow truck.
Oh, no.
And it's a tow.
Okay, well, it was a joke. Anyway, thank you, girls.
Oh, my God, I'm so gullible.
Rob told me this story. We were on the fire, and I was like, well, what'd you do? And he's like, I called a tow truck. And I was like, That's hilarious. My God. He was like, you have to tell the girls on the podcast next time you film the podcast. Wait, when are you filming?
I am going to use that on somebody.
Use it on people.
That's
it
hilarious.
It got me. I was like, you're kidding. A
that
tow?
That got me.
I'm like, you got your flashlight out? I'm like, you pulled over? I'm like, oh, my God.
You know what was so good about that joke? Was because you went into details. Mm-hmm. Like, it was 5
I practiced with them.
Blah, blah, blah.
I practiced with them.
Sorry.
Blah, blah, blah. Guys, actually, they're like in meetings sometimes. My boss or whoever I'm like working with, whatever, they'll be like, I don't know, and like blah blah blah, and I'm like, blah blah blah. I'm like, are you like shouting out my podcast? Like, you listen to my podcast? Anyway, he was like, you have to put this on the podcast. So,
well, that was
he said.
Great.
I think
you really got me.
He said, I think the girl. Oh, are you writing it down?
Yeah, I want to remember that because I want to do that with someone. That's so funny.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I thought it was like the funniest thing ever, and he was like, it's you'll definitely be able to get the girls, and I was like.
Oh, you got us.
We still didn't even know it was a joke.
You didn't even get the punchline.
I was like, wait, you called a tow truck. That's such a quinky dink, but also, I feel like you should have called 911.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was my little story.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, you really got us with that one. Mm-hmm. Where do we go from there?
There's no topping that.
There's a little. Have you guys ever been in an ambulance?
Yep.
No.
For what, Sue?
I.
Oh, when someone got too drunk at Sarah Lawrence, huh?
Yeah.
In college, you just exposed it. In college, like if you got too drunk at G and Zoo's school, they would just immediately call an ambulance and take you to the hospital.
And I was always the one who was coming with people to the hospital. I think I went 3 or 4 times.
The people working at the hospital were like, this bitch is the worst influence ever. Every time she comes.
Or they were like, she's the best friend ever.
Yeah, literally.
But then they don't let you leave. They like keep you for the whole
night.
You
have to be there?
You?
No, not me. The person who's taking it, it's like they're just drunk.
Also, it's so expensive. It's like $3,000 to get an ambulance.
I know. Do you think that's kind of a little bit of a scam? They're trying to get them.
Maybe. Maybe they're like in cahoots.
Yeah.
The school and
cahoodles.
The ambulance company, the hospital. They're like, we'll give you 10%.
Yeah.
For the amount of people you can send in.
I've never been in an ambulance, though. Have you?
How do you say that word?
Guys, ambulance.
Stop it. Hamster?
Hamster ambulance? No, knock on wood. No, I actually did when I was younger because I was a baby and...
Wait, really? You were a baby once?
At one time. I know I'm very mature and gorgeous. Like, how could that girl ever be so young? I was a baby and my mom like came into the bathroom. I'm the youngest of... There's 3 total. So I think by the time they had me, they were just like, this girl's got to fend for herself a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm so independent and whatever. And my parents, my mom walked into the bathroom and I had like all her pills out because she had like left them like somewhere.
As a baby?
And like my mom was afraid that I ate some of them. Like she didn't know how many. So they were like, take her to the hospital. I didn't. But my mom said I was giving eyes to all the little like nurse men. I was like, She said I loved it. They like gave me lollipops and stuff. So I guess I have, but when I was really, really young.
Yeah.
I know whenever like I had to go to the doctor, I just remember that my parents would let me get a Happy Meal. Afterwards, and my parents were pretty like strict about fast food and stuff growing up, so I was always
you're like, mom, so I think I'm coming down.
I was
maybe
like,
that's why
or
you
something.
Love going to urgent care now.
Yeah, she has like a stub toe, and she's like, I got to go to urgent care.
It's like a slight hypochondriac, but also then I'm like, but I can get a little treat afterwards.
Yeah,
do you still do that? Do you get a little treat after the doctor?
If I'm sick, meal. I milk that shit because I'm like. Oh, I have to order food because I can barely get out of
bed. I know.
Ramen and all the good things.
I just posted a story on the blah, 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 and somebody just messaged us, and they were like, love the behind-the-scenes content.
So. Oh!
we should, like, take content for the podcast. I was thinking about this. I was like,
yeah,
we should have, like, some... we should do, like, a little photo shoot.
Oh, on top of our G-Polish shoots?
Yeah. I guess, actually, we could kind of just... we could do it the same day as that.
We could do it the same day, or we could use the photos that you don't use.
Right.
That are, like, a little, like, less, like, scene-like, you know? Yeah. In the hard thing is, vibe, in the theme.
We kind of need someone else if we want to take a photo of, like, the three of us.
Okay, Greg, get your ass over here.
Seriously.
Set up a tripod or something.
Could you imagine us in the Lower East Side with a tripod in front of us, like, taking pictures of ourselves?
Oh, God.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we're taking pictures for our podcast.
Who are these
But, like, no one listens to.
Hey, but they do love the behind-the-scenes content, so somebody's watching.
Yeah,
we have a couple fans, and to those couple fans, we love you guys endlessly. Does anybody have, like, a quick highlight of their week, low light of their week they want to bring up before we dive into what today's podcast is about?
Well, I can talk about some things that I've been loving recently.
Zoo, dive.
Talk about it. Okay, so I think this is mostly just from TikTok, but recently I've been seeing tinned fish become a really big thing, and I really want to get into it because it looks so delicious.
Yes.
Do you guys remember when I ate the mussel on my TikTok?
Yeah.
I did that video where I ate.
Like Danielle with the caviar and whatever.
It's because that Danielle girl, I kept seeing her videos of her eating tinned fish.
Literally post a video of herself eating, like, a cow's ball, and I'd be like, gotta go to Whole Foods right now.
Something about, they make it look so satisfying.
Yeah. Did you like it? I didn't watch it till the end. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not to, like, bring that there. I watched the beginning. I hit it with the like, I commented, and then I was out.
I think I got two flavors, and one I really liked, and one I was kind of too fishy for me. But they're good on a cracker,
There's, like, this one brand called, I think, Fisherman's Wife I was telling you about, too.
Oh,
yeah. Where it's, like, they're marketing. I think they were, like, the trailblazer in the tinned fish coming into TikTok and people now. But their marketing for their fish is so amazing. Like, they make you, like, study it, like, if you're doing, like, marketing, whatever, because... Wow. It's, like, literally, think of the most unappealing thing to market ever.
Tinned fish.
Right. That's so hard.
And they do it.
Yeah.
Like, they do it so well. And the packaging is so cute.
Well, that's why I love it, because all the little tins are so cute.
So cute. And also, not to mention, shelf life. Amazing.
Yeah.
You can have that forever.
Great for picnics and camping.
Zoo.
Which leads into.
Yes. Great segue.
Is another thing that I've been really into is camping. I am so excited to go camping. And I've been... really into REI and just all the camping gear, and I really want to buy a tent. And so, yeah, that's been...
And we're just going to benefit from this. Yeah. So I'm full
I
supporting.
I say Zoo, yes.
Full send.
Zoo and I went to REI after we ran on Saturday, and I was like, I love this stove. I was like pointing around at things that I loved. I was like, this sleeping bag is so cozy. Honestly, though, like, if you need a little, like, R&R moment, you know, like, you're overwhelmed by the city... Go to REI and just stick your head in a sleeping bag.
Get back to nature.
No, literally stick your head in a sleeping bag because it feels like you're in, like, a womb. It is the most comforting thing ever. I could have been in there for hours. I just stuck myself in there.
No, camping sounds so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask you, what type of tinned fish do you want to try? Is there one specifically?
Because, you know,
I'm
open,
like,
to
mussels
any.
And
I'm sardines. Not a big mussel person, but maybe just some, like, fish.
Just because you have, like, so many mussels already.
Yeah, I already too enough. Many.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to hate sardines, and I kind of currently hate sardines, but I feel like maybe with, like, a good, like, baguette, gluten-free baguette, it could be good.
Yeah.
Sardines
I like it in a Caesar salad.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Are sardines and anchovies the same thing? Is that two different words for the same thing?
I think they're basically the same thing.
I don't know.
Somebody look that up.
Okay, I'm on it.
I think they
can we get our research?
Yeah, researcher.
Meet. And natural
and thank
wine.
Thank you to today's sponsor.
Talk about natural wine.
I just really want to get into it. And honestly, again, I think it's because of the packaging.
Yeah.
They have really cute
they
packaging.
They have such cute packaging. But is there, like, a natural wine store in New York City that you know of that you, like, can frequent?
I do not know.
Well, we went to a wine bar recently.
They probably have them at any wine store.
Okay, so our research assistant, me, has just gotten back with the official update on sardines and anchovies. They're actually entirely different species.
Oh my gosh.
Anchovies are smaller than sardines. Anchovies are more likely to be salt cured.
Wow.
And the tiny dark brown fillets are sold canned or jarred in olive oil. So yeah, they're different, but they look sort of similar.
Okay.
Because I think a sardine... No, an anchovy's on a Caesar salad, but a sardine is not.
No.
Yeah.
A sardine looks more like a a fish in a tin. Oh, yeah. There's, like, the faces on there and stuff.
Oh, I'm not going to be eating.
Sardine is more a fillet.
You mean anchovy?
Or, sorry, an anchovy looks more like a fillet.
Yeah, anchovy looks like you could, like, mash it up. Like, you know when somebody posts those Caesar salad videos of them, whatever? Mm-hmm. They'll, like, mash it up to add it to the dressing. You could definitely do that with a sardine based on this photo.
Yeah. Maybe an anchovy. Like sardines then, because I don't like the idea of, like, seeing the whole fish.
Wait, I am so sorry.
That was an anchovy.
Anchovy. Anchovy's what's in a Caesar salad. You can blend it up. A sardine is actually like a fish.
A full fish. A little mini
which
fish.
Is kind of crazy. There was this girl on TikTok who she and her husband or boyfriend, I think, once a week they do. Have you seen this, Sue?
What?
Once a week they do like tinned fish dinner night. That's their dinner. They like get seven get bread. That's good for you, whatever. Too, yeah. Yeah, which I mean I can't.
Maybe I should do
tinned
that.
Fish. I'm really allergic to nickel.
Oh, that's hard.
Oh, yeah,
so dang. If it's like sitting, I'm technically not allowed to eat anything canned. Like, not even beans or corn, like, anything can. Because it, like, sits in a nickel container and then just, like, absorbs a lot of the nickel. Fish oil, not good for me. Like, I think because, like, they're in the water and there's, like, nickel in the water or something. I don't know.
Well, my mom was here this weekend. We went to this Scandinavian cafe that I've been really wanting to go to called S'more. And they have a bakery and they sell all kinds of products and they sell a bunch of tinned fish. But she got, for her meal, herring, which is like really popular in like Sweden, and it's kind of, you think it's gonna be bad, it's smelly, kind of stinky fish, but they put it on bread and it had this sort of almost like curry kind of sauce on it. Ooh, and I tasted it and it was delicious. So I'm trying to now, I thought I didn't like herring, but then now I really like it. So sometimes you think you're not going to like something, but if you have it the right way, it can be really good. And that restaurant was inspiring me because I was thinking, I feel like sometimes I just go to the same kinds of restaurants. Yeah. I know what kind of food I like. I have that on rotation.
It's like, okay, but, you want Thai, Italian. Like, you know the genres. I would never be like, is there a Swedish restaurant
around this? Fun.
Or a Scandinavian restaurant?
To, like, go to a Scandinavian restaurant. And then, like, I went to a Ukrainian restaurant recently. And just trying different foods is so fun. And it made me... like, inspired. I really want to do a Scandinavian-style dinner party.
Yeah. That would be so fun.
We should each do, like, a heritage dinner. You know, like, on, like, you have, like, Heritage Day in middle school?
You could do, like, German food.
I could make, like, Wiener Schnitzel.
You could do Spanish.
Yeah. Do Spanish.
How fun, you guys. We should.
You guys, like, literally, let's do that.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's put that in the books.
How cute would that be?
That'd be so cute. Because we've been trying to, like, think about, at least I think I have, and I think we talked about it together, like, spicing up my like weeks, like spicing up like what I do, like similar to how you always are eating at the same restaurants, like doing different things. I think that was the beauty of poker night. I tried to instill football night, football Sunday, but that didn't stick. Just I want to like do different things. Like that's why I was so excited last week. We went to a wine bar, like just doing stuff like that. And I think in the winter especially, it's so easy to just like stay inside and like order from your favorite place, or
it can be monotonous.
Whatever. Yeah. And it's great. Like going to that wine bar was so, I don't love wine, but I was like, I'll get a glass of wine. Right. And it was just fun being somewhere new and doing something different.
Yeah.
So this is a great thing for us to do, to live out my dream of making winter less monotonous.
Yes.
I totally agree.
I also am starting to feel like the sun has been coming out more frequently.
Yeah.
And it's really making me excited. I also just feel like there's this shift in the air. I actually feel it. And also I've been seeing it because me and Zoo were talking about March being like, all the astrologists that I follow are like, March is the month where everything is going to shift and change. Because I do sort of feel like these first...
For the good?
For the good, for the positive. Because it feels like these first couple months, at least for me, I'm kind of like, I don't feel like the year has gotten going yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you get excited after the holidays, you have your New Year's resolutions, but then it kind of dies out and then it's been cold here and... you just feel that monotonous routine kind of setting in. So I'm feeling really excited about the next couple months. And I'm feeling like stuff's going to start shifting. The weather's going to start changing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people are just going to be excited to get outside more.
Plus Jamaica.
And we are going to Jamaica.
We booked ourselves a little trippity doodah, which I have to say, having something to look forward to has been a key to happiness in my life. Yeah. And I'm not saying that everyone just needs to like
book a trip,
book a fancy trip or whatever. Not that our trip is fancy, but
speak for yourself. I will be bringing my my Corona bathing suit. It's class.
I don't think you have to book a trip necessarily, to have something to look forward to, but setting something up either.
Or even, that's why this camping thing.
Camping.
Yeah. Why I've been getting so into it, because it's something to look forward to.
Yes. Just something, a date, an event, a get together with your friends that you pick a specific day for or something.
Yeah.
That you can just look forward to, because I think that is going to help me get through March. And
it's
just
so true.
Have that warm sun to look forward to. Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
It's just kind of crazy because 2023, I was like, I want to travel. Like, travel is like, was the top of my list probably. And I feel like I've like gone to like really fun places, and like now I have like more things to look forward to.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
yeah.
Going to Mexico City. I know. Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. You've already,
now you're going to Jamaica.
Traveler.
Yeah. And I have this idea for my B-Day.
What?
What do you want to do?
And the thing with birthdays, as we've talked about with G's birthday, it's hard because it's like, I don't want to push people to do, well, Zoo's birthday is the 25th, I'm the 27th of May, so they're very close together, so Zoo and I usually do like a little trip together, and then my best friend Ellie also, her birthday's the 27th, we have the same birthday, so it's like great because we can all do something together, but it's like, I hate when it's like, I don't want to like expect anything, you know, like of my friends. Expecting, like, I don't want to be like, oh, I'm going here, you have to come with me, or like, I want to go on a trip, or I want to do this, or whatever. Like, obviously my friends want to do that for me because it's so fun, but I feel like on my birthday, I'm like, don't, you know, nobody needs to do anything. You know, it's like that.
You don't want to pressure people.
Yeah, I don't want to pressure people. And it's like, if you don't want to do that, I don't want to force you to do it just because it's my birthday, you know?
Okay, well, spill.
Well, my spill is, I think I just want to be on a beach on my birthday.
Yeah. Okay.
On May 27th.
Yes.
2023. Like, I want to be on a tropical
beach.
Twist
my arm.
Yeah.
So I like, let's plan something.
Let's do it. I mean, it's Memorial weekend, so it's kind of perfect timing.
Which is perfect timing. That's what I was thinking about. So I was like, I really want to go. Even if it's just like Miami or something, I'd love to go somewhere different than Miami because I'm trying to like go to all different places that I haven't been to before. But
do you have any ideas?
I was like looking at the Bahamas.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
because I was looking at the Bahamas because I was like, oh, it'd be so fun to go to like Italy or Croatia or Greece or like somewhere over there because it's not that long of a flight. It's like 6 hours, 7 hours or something. Yeah. And then I was like, those were like so expensive. So I was like, let's go somewhere else. So I was looking at the Bahamas, and the tickets aren't that expensive.
That would be so fun.
Yeah. And I just, like, literally I was thinking about, okay, where do I want to be on my actual birthday? What do I want to do? I literally just want to be on a beach.
Yeah.
I want to sit on a beach for my whole birthday, get so drunk off mojitos or whatever the hell I'm drinking.
Pina coladas,
dancing in the sun, celebrating in Sicily.
Okay, we're going to be tan.
Oh, I know. We're going to have to invest in some sunscreen. But that's my plan for my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds really fun.
So the thing is also, it's like, whoever wants to come, the more the merrier. Yeah. But I also will literally go by myself.
No, you don't have to convince me.
No, I know, but I'm saying like, I would be okay being literally by myself on a beach. That's all I want to do is be on a beach on my birthday.
Perfect. Yeah.
I want to run a half marathon with Zoo.
Yes.
And then I want to take off with my besties to the beach.
Well, perfect. Let's freaking do it.
And it's like, can't you get an Airbnb there and it's not expensive?
Really cheap. So,
or you and Greg, did you guys stay at a hotel? But it was cheap.
We went to Turks and Caicos. We stayed at a hotel, but it was cheap. And I'm so glad we stayed at a hotel because an Airbnb would have been farther off. So we would have had to like the taxis and stuff. And then to get food and go to restaurants, like we were able to like in the morning walk and go get a coffee. And
so
that
was
amazing.
So we can do a similar thing.
But it's like, it was Turks and Caicos. So it's like, it isn't that big of an island. Like, it's tiny.
Right.
So it's like, we'd have to find a good place to go in the Bahamas. I have like a few recommendations that are cheaper. So
yay!
That's like my birthday plan. So whoever wants to come.
So talk about things to look forward to.
Yeah,
I know. So.
And I was saying, me and Zoo were also having this conversation about like trying to also enjoy where you're at in the moment, which I think can be really hard because I feel like these first couple months, I haven't really been traveling or going anywhere these first couple months of 2023. And I'm not saying that it's been boring, but I do feel like I've been in my routine. I've been like working on a lot of stuff, and I keep kind of thinking ahead to when things are going to get busier because we do have plans for summer and spring and stuff. And I kept thinking, oh, I'm going to be like not wishing that I had all of this time to relax and hibernate, but like just to enjoy where you're at in the moment and not be too living in the future.
Yeah, I saw this like video of this girl. She was, maybe it was a podcast, and she was like, you're living your life right now.
Right.
Which is kind of crazy because I think since we are so young, like we're all 23, 24, we are so young, so we're like, oh my God, like when we get that new apartment or when we get that job or when we go there or when I'm this age and I can do this and whatever, and then we're always like thinking so much in the future that I sometimes think I forget, like, I'm living my life right now. Right. And I think I felt that especially in college, because I was like, when I'm independent and I'm on my own and I have a job and I can do whatever I want to do, like, that's going to be so fun. And I was really, like, thinking to the future. I was like, I want to graduate. I'm done with school. What am I going to do? I'm so excited to start my life. But it's like, this is our life. I mean, that was our life, too. But, like, every single day that we live is our life. Not that you have to live every day to the fullest, but...
No, but that's
I think I sometimes forget the smaller moments. I sometimes forget that, like, this is... I'm living it right now because I'm so focused on the future.
Yeah.
So I'm in that boat with you.
Because it is, obviously, we're talking about having to look things to look forward to is so nice. And then on the flip side, also just leaning into the... Sometimes things aren't that exciting.
Yeah.
But when you're in the busier times of your life, you're going to actually look back at those moments and be like, that was so nice when I was just...
Well, some of my, like, happiest memories are just... Like getting brunch with you girls.
Right. Stop it. I mean, me too.
Me too.
And, you know, that happens when we're just like doing our normal routine or just coming over here and recording the podcast is so fun.
I work for a mental health company and I was making an Instagram post of like how to deal with, I don't know if it was like winter blues or something. I was like planning something or I think it was like how to like deal with stress or whatever, like all related back to mental health. And I was like looking up little tricks and whatever. Tips and tricks, and one of them was have a standing date with your friends, which I think was like such a good one. I was like, I didn't even realize that I'd implemented that and like how beneficial that could be for mental health, stress, everything. It's like to know that you're gonna see your friends at least once a week and you're gonna do something that makes you happy every week and talk to them and be able to like express like your stresses of the week or your happinesses of the week or whatever. I was like, oh, I'm already doing that. So
okay, they actually say, I heard this thing on the radio kind of recently, I think it was over the holidays, about how important it is to have a community like that and how, I forget what the exact statistic was, but loneliness and being by yourself and being isolated can be as bad as like smoking a pack of cigarettes for your health. Like it doesn't actually matter what food you're eating, but if you once a week eat food in the company of people or with friends, or if you choose to make the effort to, in your workspace, go sit at the communal table instead of eating at your desk, it's so good for your health, actually. Oh, wow. It, like, benefits your brain, and it makes the food digest better. There's, like, studies shown. You could be eating a cheeseburger, but if you're eating it with people, it improves your mind-body-spirit health.
That's
I thought that was so interesting, and I do really like that we have our little brunch dates and get-togethers during the week, because I think it can be so comfortable to, you know, you make dinner and you sit on your couch by yourself and you get really into that routine, and it is comfortable and it is essential sometimes, but you can get stuck in that.
Yeah.
And it's good to, it's so good to have those set dates. Yeah.
Well, that's why I love living in New York too, because even just walking outside and seeing people and interacting with them by just like having a glance.
Yeah.
Right.
Can feel like, oh, okay, like, I'm not alone. I'm not, like, on this planet by myself.
Everybody wants to talk, you know? Like, when you get down to it, I think in New York, you see people walking from place to place and their head's down, their headphones are in. Everybody seems kind of intimidating. But, like, you know when, like, something will happen on the subway and everybody will look at each other and be like, what the hell? You know, like, or they everybody wants to connect with each other. It's just we're, like, kind of afraid to or something.
And I think for the three of us, especially since we all, like, work from home,
That
is just such a nice aspect about living here, just that you can always get out and interact with the human race population.
Okay. That's why I try to get outside of my apartment at least once a day, like even for a walk or just going to the grocery store, just to have some reason to get out.
It feels good.
And see people.
Ellie and I, my roommate Ellie and I, were walking today to go down to Baguio to get some stuff, and this guy stopped us. He didn't have anything on him. We were like, what the hell is wrong with this person? He stopped this person in front of us, and she was like, no, no, and like ran away kind of. And we were like, oh my God, this person, like, he's going to come talk to us. Like, what the hell? Comes up and talks to us. And I think he was like a comedian, like practicing his jokes or something. Oh. And he was like, why?
Why did he tell that toe story?
No. He was like, why are balloons so expensive?
Why?
Well, guess.
I'm thinking, wait, why are balloons so expensive?
So expensive?
The price is inflated because they're inflated.
Oh, that's is that good.
Mm-hmm. Inflation.
Inflation!
And I was like, oh my God. Like, I was scared to talk to him. And then he was like, I just, like, I'm practicing some jokes. I don't, I mean, oh. He probably might have been a weird guy. But, like, it was just, like, funny to. That's so I was like, funny. Oh, okay.
I love that, actually.
But, like, initially, Ellie and I were like, no, we're in a rush. We're in a big rush. We got to go. And he's like, oh, yeah. Just take a second. Like, why are balloons so expensive? And I'm like, because of the helium? And I thought it was, like, an environmental thing. And he was going to, like, jump into, like,
sign this petition.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. And he was like, you're that's close. You're close. I was like, I don't know. And he was like, inflation. And I was like, oh.
He would have loved me. Or I would have ruined the joke. He probably would have hated it.
No, he would have loved it because he was like, close. He really wanted me to get it. He was like, you get one more chance. And I was like, I don't have anything.
So funny.
So we have this game in front of us. It's supposed to bring you guys, us all closer because we're so
I barely know
distanced. There's close, closer, and closest. So we can do one from each. Do you guys want to start with close?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Okay. A little ASMR.
And then we're just, are you answering it or we're each going to answer?
I think we should each answer.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
A little ASMR for you guys. That's so good. Wow. When you guys listen back to that, you're going to be like, I'm so glad Cecily put that in there. Okay. If I was an animal, what animal would I be and why?
Wait, do we answer what? That for you, guys, you?
Yeah, maybe answer for me.
Okay. You would be...
I think you'd be a cat.
I agree with that.
Just because you're so, like...
Oh. I was gonna say a dog.
Really?
What?
But not like I'm trying to think of what type of dog.
I've gotten Pomeranian before.
Yeah, I could see that.
I've gotten poodle because poodles are smart, but they're still like kind of toy. I'm a toy.
Yeah, maybe you are more dog energy because cats are more standoffish, and I don't think you are.
I've gotten cat because I love to snuggle, and I'm just like kind of like. Mysterious. I'm just kidding.
But cats, the only thing is I kind of think sometimes they're a little like feisty or like sassy. And I feel like you're more like dog or puppy dog energy because you're, you know, positive, outgoing. Everyone wants to pet you.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah,
I like that.
So I think you're a puppy dog.
Thank you. Okay. Now G's going to do close.
How do you think people see you? Wait, so oh,
you
me?
Answer that to yourself.
Okay.
How do you think people see you?
I think people see me. Oh, I've gotten bubbly before. So I think people see me as bubbly, which is so funny because I would never pick that word to describe myself.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously people see you so differently than you see yourself. But I think that kind of means sort of outgoing, positive maybe. Maybe like sort of higher energy.
Social.
Mm-hmm. Social. Fun. I think Capricorn suits me really well, so I think people think I'm maybe a go-getter.
Yes.
Driven.
I would say that's how people see me.
I agree with that.
Is that accurate? I mean, yeah. You guys would know.
Okay, Zoo.
Can you remember a time in your life when you felt the most alive?
Ooh.
Tell me about it.
Wait, you?
You answer that for yourself.
Yeah, you answer that.
Okay. When I felt the most alive. Whoa.
Zoo's also done, like, so much. She's climbed parts of Everest.
I was gonna say probably the time I felt most alive was when I went and did a trek to the base camp of Everest.
Just casual.
And I got food poisoning. And there was just, like, I was so out of my element. I thought I was going to die, basically. And, you know, you're in, like, the most gorgeous place in the world, but it's, like, so isolated. And it felt like being on Mars or something. Anyways, I got food poisoning, and I was, like, throwing up, and things were coming out of all ends.
Let's just say that.
And so, yeah, I think I felt, like, the most alive when I was like up there.
My name is Bella Hadid.
Well, because your body is struggling fighting. Already, but then on top of that, it just probably makes everything so much harder.
I think when I reached the top, I was like, whoa, like that is crazy. Probably the hardest thing I've ever done, but the most gratifying experience.
Rewarding.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
You know, like when you're in a workout class and they're like, your bodies can do so much more than you think they can. Like if you just push it. That was like a prime example.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. I have a funny story and I need to say it right now. Okay. It's about working out.
Please.
I went to a workout class yesterday. It was a yoga class. And the woman, when she was introducing it, speaking totally normal, once she got into the class, she started doing a voice when she was describing things. So she'd be like, and now flat back. And then go down into Chaturanga, and then a flat back. And it took me a second.
Like British?
It was like,
oh my God.
I don't even know how to describe it. It was mostly with the flat back, but I'm not exaggerating. That's the way she said it. And it took me a second to kind of get past that, but it was actually one of the best classes I've taken.
What?
That's so funny.
And
warn you before. They're like, the girl's voice is going to change. Don't be weirded out.
I just thought, is this woman going to be just kind of really wacky?
Yeah.
But I actually, she was really good. Maybe she was just sort of performing.
Yeah. Those are honestly my favorite classes when the teachers are a little bit weird because you're so distracted by how weird they are. It's almost like you're like watching a performance.
Funny. Yeah. And afterwards I was like, wait, I love this lady. Flat back.
She has like no shame. She's like, this is my thing.
I loved it. Anyway, sorry. That was
I used to do this workout class and this guy, he would always, everything again was normal. And then I think it was just like his vernacular or whatever. He would say recover. Like you would do like a set, whatever. And then he'd be like, recover. But he'd be like, yeah, so everybody, like, lift it up. Okay, 5 pounds. Recover. And I was like, what the hell is going on? No, and my dad and I, to this day, we used to take the workout class together. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to John Cianca to go do his class. And he's like, recover. I'm like, it was, everybody noticed it. Like, it's like, shouldn't they give a little bit of, like, weirdly.
It sounded like an SNL skit. That's all I could think of. I was like, this would be a hilarious SNL skit. Like, the yoga teacher.
You should write into SNL.
So funny. Okay, you want to do closer?
Yeah, I want to do closer. I'm picking from the middle. You girls went straight. Okay. What makes me happy?
What? Well, okay, say that sadder.
What makes me happy? I think my family and friends. I think working out really makes me happy.
Flat back.
And when I'm recovering, I can really feel that. Cooking and baking really makes me happy. Recently I've been staying in like all Saturday. Like I'll go work out in the morning or whatever. I'll go for a walk, but I'll kind of stay in all Saturday, like watch a TV show I've been wanting to watch, have like my windows open so fresh air is coming in and my blinds open so the sunlight's coming in. And I'll like knit or I'll like read or watch a movie or like do something that I like don't usually do during. I mean, I watch TV, but like actually sit down and be intentional with it or like do a craft or like hang things up in my room or organize or go through my clothes or go to the grocery store and then cook a really good lunch or something. Like that's been making me really happy recently, just having my Saturdays to just chill during the day. Or we'll go to brunch on Saturdays and then I come home and just have like 5 hours to just like chill and do my thing. That makes me happy. Living in New York makes me happy. Traveling makes me happy. I think a lot of things make me happy, mainly my friends.
So cute.
And I love shopping.
Okay.
And dogs. And dogs. Animals.
I think that's a good list.
Thank you.
Do you like who you are?
Oh, oh my God. So how do people perceive you and do you kind of like yourself?
Oh my God.
That's intense.
Like you got like, what makes you happy? Do you like who you are?
You really, really check in here, G. It's almost like it's a trick question.
That's hilarious, kind of. Yeah, you know what? I do like who I am, actually.
I think you've done a lot of growing.
I do. You know why? Okay, maybe I don't fully, I'm using air quotes, love myself. Like I still struggle with that self-critic thing of looking in the mirror and you just criticize yourself. I think I'm still in that. I feel like your 20s are just, you're growing into loving who you are. But in terms of liking who I am on the inside, I feel like confident in that person. I really like the choices that I make. I like my moral compass. I love the people that I surround myself with. And I really like who I am at the end of the day. I can sleep at night and
she goes to bed.
But you know, I don't have any regrets, and I think that says a lot about, you know, if you like who you are and the choices that you make on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I think you like yourself. So yeah.
I think that's
good
great.
Answer.
Well, thanks. I like you if you don't like yourself.
Nice. Thank you.
What are you addicted to?
Oh, we know this.
We know that. It's in her hand right now.
No. I am definitely addicted to many things. One of which is shopping. I'm like, I can shop day, night.
Till she drops.
Weekday, weekend. I love me some shopping. Another thing I'm addicted to, YouTube. Constantly playing a YouTube video. Instagram, TikTok, social media, my phone. I mean, yeah. I can't live a moment without my phone. Yeah, those are probably my main addictions at the moment.
Cheese? Compto cheese?
Oh, and cheese, yes.
Your best friend's company?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a good list. Okay, now we're at closest, everybody, so get ready to really
dive
deep.
I mean, what could be worse than mine? Like, what could be deeper than mine?
Oh, God.
What?
Why do they do this?
What is it?
Have you ever broken anyone's heart? Help me how it happened.
Oh,
tell me who the fucking card box? Like,
she's a heartbreaker, guys. Well, you've never gotten broken up with, right?
Knock on wood, not yet in my life. No, I got broken up, like, broken. A situationship got ended with me. Which was, like, devastating for me because I just didn't have any closure from that situation. But I think I have broken a few hearts. I think my high school boyfriend, I dated him for, like, 3 years. And then he was a year older than me, so he went to college and he wanted to stay together. So we stayed together for that year. And then when I went to college, I was kind of, like, done with the relationship. Like, I have so much love for him in my heart. Like, he's, like, the best person. But I was just, like, we're not meant to be together. Like, I don't feel fulfilled dating you anymore. And I don't feel like he, like, brought out, like, the best sides of me and stuff like that. So I think I broke his heart a little bit. I also think I, like, did the relationship ending wrong. I think I ended the relationship in a wrong way. Like, I think I wanted to be really close with him still because I was so close with him when we were dating. And he was, like, literally my best friend. That I didn't want to, like, end it. And I loved his family and, like, everything.
It's always hard to do a complete
so
cutoff.
Hard. So I, like, kind of kept it going a little bit. And then when I would come back home for, like, Christmas break and Thanksgiving break, my parents had moved away from San Francisco at this time. So I would stay with him. And it was almost like we were still dating. And
it was stringing it along.
It was stringing along so much. And then when I finally was like, okay, I'm done with this, I think it was such a shock to him. Because in my head, I was like, oh, this is just fun. We're continuing just being friends and whatever, like, kind of dating here and there. But I think to him, he was like, this is, like, my end-all be-all. And I was like, no, thank you. And then that, like, ended. I think he was also definitely going through some things in his life. And I think I was kind of, like, the glue holding a lot of it together. So that, too, is, like, why I kept it strung along. Because I felt a lot of pressure to, like, make him happy. And, like, I was his happiness and stuff. So I think I broke his heart. And then my situationship, who ended it with me, I don't think I broke his heart. But we did, like, have a talking with each other, like, later on in life, like, 3-4 years after he ended it with me. And I think I kind of broke his heart a little bit. Like, I think he was, like, very upset with that situation. Like, he ended it with me because I, like, couldn't give him what he wanted, essentially. Mm-hmm. So I was whatever. And then I dated this guy, like, my freshman and sophomore year of college. And I just realized I was, like, so done with that, and so I ended that pretty abruptly in a probably cold manner, and again, that got strung along a little bit, and then when I came back again, was like, actually, this is not good for me, I don't want this. I think he was very caught off guard, and so I think I kind of broke his heart a little bit. Oh my God, I'm like a bitch.
You've broken a lot
of
hearts.
I don't think I, like, broke them, but I think I hurt them a lot, and I think with him, I think a lot of my relationships, like, previously, they were, like, really dependent on me. I think I, like, give really intense mommy-ana vibes. Like, I will take care of you until the end of the earth. So then I think when I, like, end it with somebody and I'm cold or I'm harsh in my decision, I just think they don't really, like, not that they don't know how to live life, but, like, I think I make life very, like, fun and easy and enjoyable for people.
And that's why it's, like, someone has to have their own great life going on, then you have your great life.
And then you come together.
And then you come together,
which is, yeah, why something I've learned later in life. So I think I broke his heart. But then other than that, I don't think I've broken any other hearts. Do you think I broke the last heart?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think I might have broken one more, but.
Wait, no, the blank. Other one. What? Closest.
Oh, whoopsies.
Damn, this game.
No, seriously. Okay. What are three ways I can improve to become a better human being?
Gee, they don't think you're good.
Okay, this really... is you guys have to answer.
Oh.
What are three ways I can improve to become a better human being?
That's going
to
start some shit.
No.
Three ways that you
can improve. No, I think you answer that for yourself.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The game is asking you, what are three ways you...
Oh, what are three ways I can improve to become a better human being? Okay. Okay. Number one, I really want to... I think that I could be better at giving back. Every time that I volunteer places, I feel really good, and I feel like I'm a part of my community and stuff. So whether that's giving food out or just volunteering someplace, I think I could, you know, be better at giving some of my time there. Another way that I could improve, oh my God, three.
Side note while you're She loves herself. A side note while you're thinking about that, I was like, I really want to like volunteer at like an animal shelter, like a dog shelter, because I really want a dog, but I'm not ready for one yet. So like, I want to get my fill in some way. And I looked at like 7 dog like adoption places or animal shelters in the city, and all of them were like, we don't need any more volunteers. Like, we're closed.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, no. And I was like, okay, cool.
That's so funny. This is hard. Well, I think I've been working on this a lot this year, but being just more open, speaking of heartbreak, being more open to have my heart broken in not just romantic ways, but putting it all out there and being vulnerable enough and being brave enough to take risks, even if it might hurt, and not always feeling like I need to be in control of situations. Maybe that's the third one, actually, is just not always needing to control situations and letting things happen and the waves come and being more at peace with that, a little more go with the flow and not needing to have everything be a certain
way. All of those, though, I don't know about volunteering, but all of those, I think you've like worked. You're like working on. Like,
it's an act. I mean, I just feel like you're going to be working on this, the stuff that you need to do your whole life pretty much, but... Yeah, I mean, therapy has been so helpful in being able to just see myself from another perspective. So, yeah, working on it.
Those are good ones.
Thanks.
Great.
I'm scared.
Are you a bitch?
I'm just kidding. What is it?
Wait, what is it?
Just read it.
I'm gonna read it.
Cut it out.
No, we're not doing that one.
When and with whom did you lose your virginity? Okay, they are specific.
Oh my God, I would not say that either. That's Odie.
That's a wild card.
Wow, because she's a wild girl.
Is there something in your life that you ignore because you are not ready to face it?
Your rash?
Literally, I've been going to college.
I think, like, everything in my life. I'm a very avoidant person. Like, if I have anything going on, I just avoid it until it goes away. One of those is this rash that I've been going through for a full year. I think I'm allergic to something, but... I haven't gone to the doctor yet. I haven't taken any action to deal with it. I think something else that I ignore is probably my inability to deal with conflict or confrontation is something that I'm very bad at. And I will just avoid it at all costs to try to make other people happy when it's not really making any situation better. So I think trying to deal with that, and also I should probably get a therapist.
And a gynecologist.
Okay, one step at a time.
Well, and an allergist.
I think that's so good, because that's so honest of you to like be able to, at least be able to recognize that.
Yeah.
You're not avoiding the fact that you
don't know it.
Of waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a double negative. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
You're not, aware of what you're avoiding.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you're still avoiding it.
Yeah.
But first step is knowing you have a problem.
Yeah. Admitting you have a problem. Admitting you have a problem.
I do.
Denial is going to come soon, though.
Yeah.
And then grief.
Yeah.
Right. The stages. Oh. I love this game, actually. And for people listening, We're Not Really Strangers is another really good card game I like. People fucking, I think, hate sometimes when I whip these games out at, like, what's supposed to be a chill evening.
They'll literally, like, we'll go to, like, a birthday, like, getaway or whatever, and she's like, I brought my card game, and she whips it out, and everybody's, like, crying. Yeah, like, gee, why did you bring this here?
Have fun. And I'm like, I love getting deep with people. It is just,
I think it's so interesting, too, because it's like, you talk to people, your friends, all day long. Every week, you're, like, talking to your friends. And, like, sometimes if you ask, how are you? Like, oh, good, I'm good. How are you doing? It's, like, the automatic response. But it's good to, A, learn things about each other that you didn't know. Mm-hmm. But also just to, like, dive deeper. Because sometimes saying, like, oh, maybe I'm not okay. Or this is stressing me out. Like, doesn't come, like, roll off the tongue when you're talking to somebody. Like, it sometimes it takes a card game to get these emotions out of you.
And it's even better with stiff drink.
What?
I just mean these card games. People start really pouring out their hearts once they, you know, you do this as a drinking game.
Yeah, alcohol really helps.
people divulge their secrets. If you're
intoxicated, you feel a lot more comfortable playing these games that she brings out.
Well, thanks, guys.
That wraps up today's episode of Blah, Blah, Blah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Follow us on socials at blah, blah, blah _pod.
And we love you, and we'll see you